USA News. I'm Julio Flores. There will be no government shutdown. On Thursday, President Biden announced he signed a $1.7 trillion federal spending bill after the House passed it last week. The measure includes $858 billion in defense funding and nearly $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine. Biden said it'll also invest in medical research, safety, and the Violence Against Women Act. The president noted the bipartisan omnibus bill ends a year of historic progress. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pele has died. A new variant of the coronavirus is now dominant in the country's northeast region. 8BB is a form of the Omicron variant. The Boston Globe reports medical experts say it'll be more contagious than other versions of the virus. However, they also say XBB is no more severe than the others.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970, the only player to win three cups. But Pelé's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali. Pelé also helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pelé had been in poor health for years, battling cancer, as well as heart and kidney problems. He was 82. I'm Richard Johnson.
Three people are being charged for their alleged involvement in last week's Mall of America shooting that left one person dead. It happened last Friday at the famous Minnesota Mall. An adult suspect has been charged with second-degree murder, while two teenagers were charged with second-degree riot. Local police say security footage showed an altercation between two groups of men escalated before multiple shots were fired. The victim was declared dead at the scene. Passenger traffic at the Los Angeles International Airport is reaching record highs. LAX officials announced over 60 million passengers have traveled through the airport so far this year. That's the busiest year since the airport set traffic records before the pandemic. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
The meltdown of Southwest Airlines shows no signs of slowing down. More than 2,400 flights have been canceled within, into, and out of the U.S. so far today, according to FlightAware. The website notes that just about every other airline is back up and running at normal operations after a massive snowstorm hit the U.S. The House committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol has withdrawn its subpoena of former President Trump.
Trump is celebrating on social media after the House committee withdrew its subpoena of him. The Democratic-led committee said Trump's testimony would no longer be needed since the panel's investigation into last year's Capitol riot is coming to an end. Republicans are set to take control of the House and dissolve the committee. On his Truth Social platform, Trump said the committee withdrew the subpoena probably, quote, because they knew I did nothing wrong or they were about to lose in court, end quote. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Former Pope Benedict's condition is serious but stable. That according to an update from the Vatican today in a statement that said Benedict is absolutely lucid and vigilant. A travel ban is being lifted in western New York as Buffalo digs out from a monster storm. A travel ban was issued in Erie County last week after a deadly blizzard buried the region in several feet of snow and killed dozens of people. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says the ban was lifted this morning because roads are becoming passable again. An update of the big rock slide at Yosemite National Park. Officials say the slide, which had forced the closure of the main road, took the lives of two people. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.